Welcome, everyone. Jennifer Hensel here of the Women in Podcasting Network. You can find that at womeninpodcasting.net. Congratulations for taking the leap to explore starting your own podcast. Using your voice is very empowering, not only for you, but for your listeners. They will hear your stories and your message and be inspired to take action in their own life. And I know there are many people who can be helped by your message. So let's dive in. Welcome to Podcasting on Purpose. My name is Jennifer Hensel. Congratulations on taking the brave leap of starting a podcast. Or maybe you've already started your podcast, then I invite you to still check this out because it can help you fill in the gaps. No matter why you're here, one thing is for sure, you want to turn your ideas into something amazing and to share your message with the world. So I'm so glad you're here. Today, I'll share with you, what is a podcast? How can a podcast help you in your business? And tips and tools for starting your podcast. My name is Jennifer Hensel. I'm a podcaster, best-selling author, founder of the Women in Podcasting Network, Elevating You Club, and Inspiring Influencers Network. My mission is to help lift people's voices and stories globally. I'm known for my ability to build inspiring, supportive, and collaborative communities. I love creating opportunities for people to connect and collaborate in meaningful ways, and podcasting is an amazing way to do that. Now, I want you to know I don't have a production company. I'm not here to sell you podcast management services or anything like that. I am an entrepreneur just like many of you. So I'm here today because I've been where you are, and I want to help you to take the next steps towards your dream. You see, I was learning about podcasting for over 10 years before I started my podcast. During that time, I took a lot of other action steps. For example, I was able to take my business from a part-time side gig to a full-time business. And I made a lot of contacts and connections in the podcasting industry during that time, but I kept putting it off and putting it on the back burner, even though it was something I deeply desired to do. Isn't it funny how we do that to ourselves sometimes? But I want you to know it's never too late to jump in. Everything worked out, and I finally started my own podcast at the end of 2019. And my first podcast is the Inspiring Influencers Show, which I co-host with my husband, and we interview thought leaders about their stories and strategies around mindset and marketing. And you can find that at inspiring.show. And then I started the Women in Podcasting Show, where you can get tips about podcasting and guesting and meet other amazing women podcasters and expert guests. And you can find that at womeninpodcasting.show. I also have the Women in Podcasting group on Facebook and LinkedIn, where you can share about you and your podcast or your guesting expertise. And we have daily threads where you can share and ask questions. And if you're not a member yet, you can join the network at womeninpodcasting.net. I'm here today because I want you to know it's never too late. In fact, there's never been a better time to start a podcast for your business or your brand, your nonprofit, or a personal hobby. I also want you to know that your story matters. Now more than ever, people need to hear your message. A podcast is a great way to expand your reach, share your story, attract more leads to your business, and monetize your knowledge. More people are listening to podcasts than ever before. The number of podcasts have jumped from under 1 million to almost 4 million throughout the COVID pandemic. So before 2020, there was just under 1 million podcasts in the world. And by mid-2022, there are almost 4 million. That points to a lot of amazing opportunities for podcasters and expert guests, as well as listeners, to learn and be inspired on demand. The thing about podcasting is that there's a lot of unexplored space in the industry. There are billions of websites, blogs, YouTube channels, but only about that 4 million podcasts so far. So it's still a very fresh opportunity. So let's talk about what is podcasting. A podcast is a type of internet radio show. Podcasts are MP3s or other audio files that can be streamed online or downloaded. But unlike radio, podcast episodes can be made available to listeners for download anytime. Podcasting is an on-demand medium where listeners can choose what they want to listen to when they want to listen to it. If you look at a podcast directory, you'll see that there are podcasts covering virtually every topic under the sun. Each episode of a podcast covers a certain topic that's related to your niche or your listeners' interests.
Podcasts can offer news, advice, interviews, step-by-step instructions, entertainment, and other content. The technical definition is that it's an audio file distributed by an RSS feed. But don't worry about that. You don't even need to learn about RSS feeds to have a successful podcast. Your podcast hosting company takes care of all of that, and we'll get into that later. The more important thing to know is that people are listening to podcasts more than ever. By providing your content in an audio format, you're opening up your business to a wider audience of people who prefer to listen to content. So what are the benefits of podcasting and how can it grow your business or community? Reach your niche audience. Gain authority and credibility and build goodwill. It can help your personality shine because people get to hear your voice. Access a worldwide audience. Monetize your message. Ease of access to audio. Content goldmine. Reuse and repurpose your content. Reach all learning styles, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, reading, and writing. What makes podcasts different? Podcasts are a great way to build a genuine connection with your audience. Podcasts allow you to connect with your audience in a more convenient way for the listener than reading or watching a video, because people can listen to podcasts while they're in their cars driving, working out, while they walk, as they commute to work, or just doing chores around the house. A podcast is a great companion to everything else you offer. My podcasts are produced in both audio and video formats, so they're distributed throughout all the podcast platforms, as well as YouTube, all my socials, and all the places where you can put audio and video. So I want to provide you with some tips on how to start your own podcast and take advantage of this exciting medium. Let's start with preparing for your podcast. Here are the important things you need to know about and decide on before starting your podcast. What is your why? Before anything else, ask yourself, why am I starting a podcast? Think about what you personally want to get out of podcasting. Write down three skills or benefits you want to gain or opportunities you want to attract. It's helpful to write down your answers so you can refer back to them as you develop your show's concept. What's your purpose for your podcast? What are the goals of the show for you and the audience? Some common examples may be to generate leads for a business, be recognized as a leader in your industry, to share an important message, and to have fun. Once you've answered the why and know your purpose, then you can move on to the other aspects of starting your podcast. Now let's talk about, what is your topic? What do you want to talk about? What is the show all about? You must be passionate about whatever you choose. It should be something that you're excited to talk about and that you discuss regularly. If it's not, it won't last long. It will be hard for you to keep doing it as soon as you experience any bumps in the road. So niche down as much as you can. The more you niche down, the better chances you'll have at connecting with your ideal audience. Podcasts are as varied as people that create them. You may have a similar topic to someone else, but don't worry because you are the main focus of the podcast. You, your perspective, knowledge, and expertise on the topic. Or for those doing interviews, your guests' thoughts and wisdom. Next, who is your audience? Who do you want to serve? Who do you want to help or teach or inform? Create your avatar. Your avatar is a character and description that describes your absolute ideal listener. I have other trainings and resources to help you identify your audience. This is absolutely critical, though, so no matter what you do, you need to work on this. This is often the most skipped step. So if you want to grow your listenership, though, you really need to get to know your audience and create an avatar of who your audience is. Ask yourself, why should they listen to you? It all starts with your why, but it will be successful when you combine your why with your audience wants and needs. Really be clear about your show and how it stands out and why they should listen to you above other podcasts. What is your format? What's the length? 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, or more? Some podcasts just have a single host giving training and teachings, editorials, or scripted stories, while others feature in-depth interviews. You can have news recaps, scripted stories. Really think about what the structure of your podcast is going to be. What do you want it to be? How does each episode flow? Then what is the frequency? Think about, what is your publishing schedule? Weekly? Monthly? Do you even want to have a schedule? Consistency is key. Most people, if you're not growing your audience how you want, it's because you need to be more consistent with your scheduling and your promoting. However, keep in mind that the main thing is that your podcast is doing what you want it to do. I publish when I have something to publish. When I'm fired up to share a teaching or an interview, I don't have an exact regular time that I publish, like 1 p.m. on a Tuesday, right? But my podcast produces the results that I want. The methods I use to monetize don't require massive audiences. So it just really depends what your objectives are. There's no right or wrong answer, but that is my opinion. Some podcast coaches may tell you, no, you have to have a schedule. For me, though, I've made it work without having a schedule, and I publish when I want. So it's really up to you. Do what feels right and what creates the results that you want. That's ultimately the objective for anybody. Think about what your why is, what your purpose is, what results you want to achieve. And if it's doing that, then do what works. Always revisit, is my podcast doing what I want it to do? Is it producing the results that I want to get? Next, what mediums will you use? So is it going to be pre-recorded or live? That's really going to determine a lot of the other things coming up in our discussion here as well. Are you going to go live every day? Are you going to be doing a lot of editing? No editing? All those kinds of questions. What to name your podcast? When picking a podcast name, try to pick something really catchy, memorable, unique that nobody else has, and that will rank for your podcast relevant keywords. A podcast name, for example, Our Community Bulletin, is too vague, right? It doesn't have anything that distinguishes it. So it's too vague to attract many subscribers. No matter how compelling the content, you need a name that's more specific than that. So members, I have a keyword document to help you identify and choose your superpower words, and it's a helpful tool for brainstorming your titles. What is the branding and style of your podcast? What vibe do you want to create? One good place to start is to look at your own style and model it after that. Then for designing, Canva is a great tool for finding inspiration to easily create your own digital assets, such as your cover art and promotional images. I also have a package of templates for cover art and for promoting your episodes, and you can find that at podcastingpack.com or go to womeninpodcasting.net, and when you sign up, that's part of the membership there. As the creator, though, you need to think through all these aspects and make the decisions about each one. There are some exercises and action tasks to help you work through all of these questions in the workbook and checklist with this video. Let's talk about setup and production. There are a number of initial setup activities you only have to do once. Then it gets easier because you'll just be creating and uploading the episodes. That's the fun part. The setup can stop a lot of people in their tracks, but keep going because after everything is in place, it does get easier. And I can tell you firsthand that it's way easier and technically much, much better than it was a decade ago. I tried to start a podcast 10 or 12 years ago, and it stumped me. I wasn't able to tackle the technical parts of it then. But now I find it super easy, and I'm not that super technical. And if I can do it, anyone can do it. So here are some tasks you only need to do one time. The first thing you want to do is find a podcast hosting company, a podcast host. This is one of the most critical pieces to really get your podcast out there. You must have a podcast host to have your podcast distributed to all the right places, to Apple, to Google, to Spotify, to Amazon Music, all the places you need a podcast host. That is the thing that's going to distribute it to all those places for you and dozens of other directories that it can go to. So podcast hosts are things like Libsyn. I use Libsyn. I recommend Libsyn. But there's other good ones too. There's one called Restream. That's becoming more and more popular. There's one called Anchor. There's one called Podbean. What I don't recommend is doing any of the free ones. You really get what you pay for with podcast hosting. I really like Libsyn. It starts as low as $5 a month and you get great value and their support is excellent. They've always been very, very, very helpful to me. And that's a huge part of this, right? To be able to get good support. But again, there's no right or wrong answer. The answer is whatever works best for you and that you enjoy working with. podcasting is a very flexible and forgiving medium. So you do you, you know, do whatever you love, go and use whatever host you feel you want to use. Once you choose whichever host you want to work with, go in and set up your hosting account thoroughly with all the correct information. Connect with your host throughout the process because they can be an invaluable source of support and help to point you in the right direction if you encounter any problems. So just a note about other podcasting accounts. So this is a tip I wish I knew before I started with a little more clarity. Hosts will roll out your show to a whole bunch of directories, okay? But there are two really, really important key accounts that you need to open and set up alongside your hosting separately. So what they are is you need to open an account and connect with these Apple and Google, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Then when you have the logins for those, you're going to be connecting those inside your hosting account. And if this sounds at all confusing, do not worry. You only have to ever do this once in your life for your podcast. So it's your Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Go sign up for those accounts at the same time. And then they're going to be asking you for your login to enter that into your host, whoever your host is. There's a spot for it in each of the hosting programs. Okay, let's talk about your cover art. Create podcast cover art with the dimensions of 3,000 pixels by 3,000 pixels. You can use Canva or Photoshop. Places to get images include, well, I like Canva, and I have a pack of Canva templates, as I mentioned, for both cover art and episode promotions. Other places are Pexels, that's spelt P-E-X-E-L-S. That's where you can get images to create, to put into your cover art. And it's free. Pexels is free. And Envato. Envato is a paid subscription, and it's got another huge library of copyright-free images. So you got to make sure, no matter where you get your images, be sure they are copyright-free and that you have permission to use them. Do not just search Google for your images. Do not do that. Go to a proper copyright-free image source. So keep in mind that your cover art should look good and be recognizable at a very small size, like 55 by 55 pixels, because people will primarily be viewing it on their mobile devices, and it can appear very, very small on some of the platforms. Some say try not to use more than 4 words on your cover art, but it really just depends on so many things, your title and all of the other things. Don't cram a lot of text in there, though. You don't want your podcast description on there, for example. Make sure it's legible even at a very small size. So a lot of scripty font too doesn't usually work at a really small size. So just whatever you create, take a look at it at a really small size and see if you can still read it. Okay, so please listen to this next tip about cover art very carefully. I highly recommend avoid using microphones, headsets, and other overused podcast-related images unless your show is about podcasting. Your cover art should demonstrate your topic, not the fact that it's a podcast. It shouldn't portray the medium that your message is being delivered on. It should demonstrate the result of listening to your podcast. What feelings do you want people to feel about your podcast? It should be about your topic and your message, not about the fact that it's a podcast. Now, My Women in Podcasting has a mic because that particular podcast is about podcasting. But my Inspiring Influencer show has a whole different inspiring kind of imagery to it to make people feel excited to see what it's all about and the stories and strategies waiting for them in that podcast. Creating your intro and outro bumper. This is your music and intro that can go at the beginning of your podcast. So you can hire someone to do this, or you can buy music from Audio Jungle or Envato. And you can get a voiceover from Fiverr or other voiceover artist sites. You can also do it yourself. And YouTube has an audio library of free sounds and music. And you can find that at youtube.com/audio library. I'll be honest though, it's not as good of quality as the paid music. I use Envato, which is a paid subscription. That's where I can get my music and my sounds. For voiceovers, I've used a variety of different services out there. Fiverr is always a good place to start looking. Now, here are the tasks you do for every episode. So you're going to record, produce, and upload the episode to your podcast host. You're going to upload the video to YouTube if you also have a channel. You're going to set up the show notes for each episode on your website and create audiograms using Headliner or other apps. So if you don't have a video form of your podcast, you can use apps like Headliner or Descript to create what they call audiograms, and you just take an image and then it creates a waveform that goes with the sound of your voice. The wave goes up and down according to the sound that's taking place. And then it turns it into a video that you can share as a video file anywhere. It's great for promotion and to get the word out about your show. So then you'll share images, photos, video clips, and audiograms on all your socials and in your email newsletter, on your website, and everywhere you can get the word out about your show. Plus, if you have a guest, make sure and let them know the episode is live and ask them to share it. Recording and production. Create a trailer if you like. I like using templates from Envato for After Effects. That's an Adobe product, Adobe After Effects. But that's about as sophisticated as you can go. So you can pay someone to create a simple trailer for you or create it yourself using even a phone app to weave together the photos or videos to your voiceover or music. I use an app called Action Director in my phone. I haven't used it for trailers, but I've used it for other video compilations that I post on social. I just want to make sure you know it doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. Make sure to prepare 3 to 5 episodes to start, at least 3 to 5. You will be uploading at least 3 episodes on day 1. So you need to have those ready. So what you're going to do is you're going to create your script, your talking points or interview questions, whatever your style is. Plan it out a bit so you can feel and sound prepared. Then for your very first podcast episode, tell your story. Introduce yourself. Talk about why you started the podcast and what the podcast is going to be all about. And then work out outlines and scripts for those other episodes as well. And remember, the first ones always take the longest, right? In any kind of project, you'll be working out all kinds of things when putting together your first episodes. You'll be learning a lot, so be easy on yourself. You can do it. Keep going. Some more tips for you. Have a good mic and a soundproof room. And I'll talk about mics in a minute, but make sure you have a soundproof room as much as possible, as much as you possibly can. You can record over Zoom, Riverside, Restream, or OBS Studio. Those are some of the top platforms or apps out there for recording audio and video. These are tools you can use to record yourself and your guest, so you can have guests in those kinds of platforms. And they provide the audio and video files that you can then edit and upload to your host. So you can use those apps to create the files, and then you're going to download them from those apps, and then you're going to work on them and edit them, and then upload them to your host. So they'll give you the WAV file, which is the main type of audio file. Then you can open that in Adobe Audition or Audacity, which is free. Audacity is free. Or GarageBand. If you're an Apple user, then you would use GarageBand. So you would open the file in those programs and then edit it and then export it as an MP3. An MP3. So make sure to accurately fill in the ID3 tag information when exporting the MP3. So what you'll do is you'll go File, Export, and then a window will come up that says ID3 tag information. And you want to make sure to fill that out completely. It's going to ask for the author name, which is you, if you're the voice on the episode. And then it's going to be asking for the title of the episode and a bunch of information. You want to fill that out as much as possible, because the internet is going to look at those words in there and help with SEO. So make sure you put some keywords in your titles. Really think about your titles, because you're not only going to be putting that in your show notes, and it's not only going to show up in Apple and Google and Spotify and all those places, but you're also going to be putting it in those ID3 tags. And that's really going to help you get more listeners as well. So make sure you're doing that properly and fill that all in completely. It doesn't take long. It's just a few fields, but you have to think it through and be really thoughtful about it. Then you're going to upload the MP3 to your host. So I use Libsyn, as I was saying, and they've made it super easy to upload it and get your episode live. You're also going to fill in your title, your description, upload your episode cover art. So if you have separate art that's different than your main show cover art. So if, for example, if you have a photo of the person you're interviewing or some other art that you've created for the episode, specifically for the episode, then you can upload that as well during this process when you're creating the episode to be distributed. So make sure you gather all of that before you go in there as well. You want the title, description, the audio, of course, the MP3, and the applicable images. Then your host will distribute it to all the podcasting platforms. Okay, let's talk about equipment and tech stuff. Picking the best podcasting setup can be confusing, I know, especially if you don't have a background in audio recording. So I'm going to be talking about some of the needed equipment and apps you'll need. Some are free, some are low cost, and some are expensive. But you can start with whatever budget you have. Don't let any of these things we talk about today scare you away. It's easier now more than ever to start a podcast. It doesn't have to be expensive. If you're unsure and on a budget, just start with a low-cost option. Your phone and its earbuds are fine to start. The most important thing is to use your voice and get your message out there. As you progress, you'll get a better idea of how you want to operate and what's important to you for convenience, preference, and affordability. Here are some things to know about mics. Here's some basic information that will help you out. So first, you need to choose between a dynamic and a condenser mic. Dynamic or condenser? These are the two types of microphones. Condensers are much better quality, but they're not always ideal for podcasts because they're more likely to pick up background noise. For this reason, podcasters generally choose dynamics. Then you'll want to choose between a USB or a coaxial mic. So a USB records directly into your computer. You can plug it in the USB port right into your computer. I prefer USB personally, but an audio engineer would tell you to go with a coaxial mic. So if you choose a coaxial mic, you will need a soundboard that connects to your computer. For example, a Rodecaster Pro podcast production studio. That is a soundboard. That's one example. It's a really popular option. So for me, I've just discovered that my preference is to have a USB mic. But again, there's no right or wrong answer. You know, feel free to consult with an expert to help you set up your sound. Otherwise, a lot of us have just had our own journey with mics and we just choose whatever works for us. So here's an idea for you of how my progression with mics went. So at one point I used a completely no-name mic. I have no clue what kind of mic it was. It wasn't a good mic. It was just a mic that I had for some reason. I don't know where it came from. Then I purchased an Audio Technica ATR2100. It was a USB dynamic mic. Oh, it also had an XLR, which is the coaxial. It had the round end that has the pins in it. So you could use it for both. So I started with that mic. And that's supposed to be a really good starter mic, and it's low cost. I still hear it's a good starter mic for people, but it just didn't work for me. I don't know if I had a dud or what the situation was, but it just didn't work out for me. But it is a good, it's a good quality mic. So it's for the price, it's a good choice. And then I moved to Blue Yeti. I tried a couple different Blue Yeti mics and I could just never get them to work. And if you do listen to that episode of the Women in Podcasting show where we talk about mics, now I know why I had difficulty with that particular mic, but I had an expert on that show talking about mics. Go listen to it because she explains it much better than I can here. But now I have the Rode Podcaster USB mic. So like I was saying, I prefer USBs because I like it just to go into my computer and I don't have that much technical knowledge. I just don't have an aptitude for the audio. I'm always struggling to learn audio. It's just one of the things that I am continually trying to learn better and get better at. So, you know, everybody has different aptitudes. You choose the mic that works for you. Remember, the results are what count. And whatever you are comfortable with, that is the right mic for you. It's a personal preference and you must decide for yourself. I chose the easiest options for me. I tried a soundboard at one point too and failed. I failed at that. If you have experience with equipment, you know, go for it. Get the soundboard and have an advanced, high quality setup. I have a whole episode on this in the Women in Podcasting show. If you want to go to womenandpodcasting.show and scroll down, you'll see our episode about mics. Another good add-on is a pop filter. It goes over your mic. It's a screen between you and your mic, and it prevents mouth noises and helps the microphone to prevent explosive breathing sounds and things like that. One thing that people overlook a lot as far as equipment is to have a good laptop. I've known so many people who have an old system, computer system of some kind, and they're struggling with everything, and it all comes down to because of the computer that they're using. So invest in a good laptop. I like to buy gaming laptops to handle the audio and video editing, but you don't have to do that. You can just create your podcast on your phone if you like. It really depends on your audience and what you want to achieve with your podcast. I use mine for my business, so I want it to be well produced. I do as well as I can with the equipment that I have. Let's talk about show notes. You can create show notes on your website just like a blog post. Create one main page for your podcast and then create a blog post for each episode, and that's your show notes. The types of things you'll put on there are information about you, your guest, your topic, the title of the episode, and you can go into your host. So when I go into Libsyn, I can get a snippet of code, and you can get this from YouTube as well. So if you have video. So in Libsyn, you'll get the audio snippet. And what it does, it gives you a little piece of code that you can put in your website. You don't need to know coding or anything. It's just copying and pasting. They give you exactly what you need. You go put it in the exact spot you want it on your website. And then it has the audio player. And so anybody who listens to your podcast, even from your website, it's going to show up as a visitor in your stats and things like that. So get the snippet of code from your host, from Libsyn, if you use Libsyn. And also you can do the same thing with YouTube if your podcast is also in video. You can go to YouTube, get the code, the snippet of code, and go put it in your website. So if you don't have a website, you may want to consider pod pages. I'll put this link under the video as well. Pod pages is another really good alternative to creating a website for your podcast. Okay, so let's just go over and assess your equipment needs and your technical needs. Do you have good equipment? What software will you use to record and edit your podcast? You need to really think about that and plan it through. Where will you host your podcast? And where will you post your podcast? So based on your answers, what do you need to do to get started with your first podcast? What's holding you back? Is any of that stuff holding you back? Make a list of it and just tackle each thing one at a time. You can do it. Okay, so those are the main tips I have for starting your podcast. And of course, you can tap into the guide and the workbook, the checklist that goes with this program. If you're not a member yet, go to womenandpodcasting.net and sign up as a member to get access to those documents. And they're really, really helpful to help you stay on track. And there's a lot more information, just so you know, in the guide and workbook and checklist. Listen to the Women of Podcasting show as well on how to get listeners and grow your podcast. I have experts that I interview on the show with all kinds of great strategies and tips. And I specialize in building a community around your message and monetizing your podcast. So that's the area that I specialize in. My methods work on any size of audience or following. You can join as a member to get access to all my tools and templates for helping you with promoting your podcast and creating multiple streams of income. I also have a mastermind with group coaching where you can ask questions, and I have a one-to-one membership program. If you're interested in that, reach out and let me know. Well, thank you for joining me for Podcasting on Purpose. I hope you got some useful tips for starting your podcast. I encourage you to just take the leap. Take the leap and start your podcast because your message matters and the world needs your voice. So please, please take the leap and start your podcast. I would love to know what it is. Feel free to reach out to me. Go to my Women in Podcasting group on Facebook or LinkedIn. I'll put the links in the notes to this video, or join my network at womenandpodcasting.net. Or if you're not a woman or non-binary person, then you can join my Inspiring Influencers Network. And that can be found at inspiringinfluencers.net. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I look forward to connecting with you further. My name is Jennifer Hensel. Bye for now.